one of the benefits of the RMOC approach is that, number one, there is buy-in in citywide administration. So the consultation, the engagement with the communities resonated well with the citizens. So they got to understand very technical terms, and they also get to input how to improve the project. So when it finally gets passed in the Legislative Council and implemented, almost all of the projects now, 80% of their local climate change action plan is being implemented in the city. So the RMOC case validates that effective coordination and cooperation in governing climate change across different levels of actors and stakeholders is really necessary, and that it must ensure that all the individuals and organizations involved are consulted and do participate in the efforts to address climate change, that there is sufficient policy coherence between initiatives and actions, and that it facilitates cross-learning among different climate actors. It's also important to emphasize that there should be strong partnerships with national government agencies and different, for example, leagues of local government, like in the Philippine case, the League of Cities of the Philippines, which became key and provided the city with access to funding for its various climate change projects. It also saw the value of creating multi-stakeholder committees, which facilitated the direct communication of the local government with a wide range of actors. So such coordination mechanism helped the city government gather support and participation from key actors and constituents that led to the acceptance and implementation of its climate projects. It's also important to create a coordinating focal point across government units operating at the same level. So it could be a technical working group or a multi-sector committee to ensure that climate change planning does not happen in silos, and for the plan's implementation to be carried out in a holistic manner. The process of getting community buy-in, it's a necessary process because it affords the community to access or receive the information and the resources they need so they themselves can take initiative to act on climate change. And the RMOC experience actually showed the value of engaging also the private sector to tap into their resources, the innovation, and the know-how. So there will always be limitations and challenges when we respond to the complex and cross-cutting issue of climate change. But these challenges should not deter practitioners and policymakers from acting now and starting where they can viably begin. And now that we are faced with the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic, we should keep in mind that the COVID-19 pandemic is not wiping out the climate risks faced by our cities, municipalities, and local governments. So I think as we respond and recover from the impacts of the pandemic, we should ensure also that our actions are responsive and resilient to climate and disaster impacts.